हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस या सो यस्टरडे वी सॉ हाउ लॉर्ड रामा किल्ड ताटका एंड देन हाउ हु वाज द फादर ऑफ ताटका कुसुंदा वाज द हस्बैंड ओके सुकेतु ओके ओके सुकेतु ओके वील गो लिटिल फर्दर नाउ नाउ एवरी ऑल्सो विश्वामित्र मुनि ही टॉट देम हाउ टू यूज ऑल द वेपन्स and he gave them he taught them mantras called bala and atibala. By using these mantras you can stay this thing without drinking water, without taking food for a long time. So such mantras and divine, how to use divine weapons, all this knowledge, everything Vishwamitra Muni imparted to Lord Rama and Lakshmana. Then after this, now all these demons were killed. Vishwamitra Muni was very happy because now they can perform their yajnas peacefully. At that time, so they were about to go to Ayodhya. At that time, Vishwamitra Muni said that now we have to go to Mithila. Mithila, now let me give you a little history of Mithila. Long ago, there was a king in the Ikshavaku dynasty. Now this Lord Rama, he belongs to the Ikshavaku dynasty. Lord Rama belongs to the Ikshavaku dynasty. Okay? So, what happened is this there was a king in this Ikshavaku dynasty long before, and he wanted to perform a yajna. And the guru for Ikshavaku dynasty is Vasishta. For all the kings. So, this king called Vasishta Muni to come and perform a yajna. But that day, Vasishta Muni had an appointment with Indradev. Even in heavenly kingdom, he had to perform a yajna at the same time. So, Vasishta Muni could not refuse that. So, he went to Indraloka to perform the yajna. But now here the time was going on, that auspicious time in which you have to perform yajna. That is why this king, he called Gautama Rishi to perform the yajna. So Gautama Rishi and his brother, they both came and they performed the yajna, and the yajna was complete. And Vasishta Muni, because he was the Kulaguru, this king, Ikshavaku dynasty. So he finished the yajna fast in Indraloka, and he came here to to complete the yajna here. But when he saw that the yajna here is completed, he thought he got insulted. He said, "Oh, what an insult!" So he cursed that king. He told to that king that you become nirdeha. Nir means without. Deha means body. So you become without body. So Vasishta Muni cursed that king, you become nirdeha, without body. And that king also, he said, it is not my mistake. Means, because you are not there at that time, and the auspicious time was going to finish. So I called Gautama Rishi to finish the yajna. That is why even he cursed him back. He cursed Vasishta Muni also to become nirdeha. So both of them, they became nirdeha, that is without body. So, at that time, the rishis there were many rishis sitting beside that side. So those rishis, they took the soul. When body is not there, what remains? The soul. So they took the soul of Vasishta Muni and they captured it inside a pot. And in that pot, another soul was also there. And that was of Agastya Muni's, and this was of Vasishta Muni's in that pot. And then after that, they chanted some few mantras, and after some months or something, Mataji, both of them got body.
Who cursed Vasishta Muni?
That king. So, he this thing. Vasishta Muni got his body back through these rishis. And at the same time, the other Muni who came out from that pot is called Agastya Muni. So, both the Munis came out of that pot in which all the rishis were chanting mantras. So they got, but the king, his soul, there was no one to chant the mantras and get his back. So the soul, it rotated all these places for some time, and then finally it went to the spiritual world. But the body of that king, it was there. The rishis, because there was no further king, you require a king to rule. So the rishis, they took the body of that king and they started a process called churning. Okay, there are two incidences of churning in scriptures. If you remember, I told you when Prithu Maharaj's story, even he was churned, and he was churned from Vena's body in Srimad Bhagavatam, it comes in the fourth canto. By churning Vena's body, Prithu Maharaj came out. The same way in this case also, the body of this king was churned by priests. There is a process of churning. They churn and they chant mantras, and then a new person is born out of that. And the person who was born by churning is called Janaka. The process of churning is called Mithi. So Mithila Janaka, the person who takes birth by churning. Understood? And this Janaka's son was also Janaka. And that's his son also Janaka, Janaka. Janaka's son is Janaka, Janaka's son is Janaka, Janaka's son is Janaka. Like this, the seventh Janaka, his name was Devrata. Because he was very beautiful, he was loved by the Devatas. So his name was called Devrata. So seventh Janaka. And this Janaka, in this Janaka's family, a very nice, beautiful gift was there. And what was that gift? Once Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu had a small fight. And in that fight, each of them, they had a bow. Lord Shiva's bow was called Lord Shiva's bow and Lord Vishnu's bow. After the fight, Lord Vishnu won over Lord Shiva. And Lord Vishnu's bow was given to a sage called Richika. And Richika's son was Jamadagni. Jamadagni's son was Parashurama. Understood? Are you able to follow what I'm saying? Lord Vishnu's bow, both these bows were made by Vishwakarma, a person called Vishwakarma. And the bow of Lord Vishnu was given to Richi. After all that fight, everything was over. These are all for pastimes. It's not that, Shiva and Vishnu keep fighting like you and me. These are all transcendental pastimes. For the pleasure of some devotee, they do all these things. Understood? So, this bow of Lord Vishnu was given to sage Richika. Richika's son was Jamadagni. Jamadagni's son is Parashurama. So in their house, Vishnu's bow was there. And Lord Shiva's bow. If you carefully read the Nama Ramayana when we are singing, go and read today in your house the translation. There it comes. The three-eyed Lord Shiva's bow.
Yes.
Remember? Yeah. Three-eyed Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva's bow was given to this Devrata Janaka. Are you able to follow?
Yes.
So this Devrata Janaka got that bow and they worshipped that bow in their house. He did puja of that bow. It was kept in the puja room and it was not very easy to lift. That bow was kept in a cart which had wheels and 300 people were required even to move that cart. That heavy that bow was. That bow would be only be lifted by Lord Shiva. It's so strong. And now this Janaka also didn't have children. So the sages told him that you do a yajna called Hola Yajna. Hola Yajna means you have to plow the field. When you plow the field, if you get the king himself, the king never plows, na? The workers only plow. But the king has to plow. You know what's the meaning of plow, no?
Yes.
So when he will plow at that time, if it stops at some place, he has to give so much of gold in charity to all the brahmanas there. So like this, Janaka was plowing the field, and at 2-3 places it stopped. He gave gold to everyone. But at one place it stopped. What happened? How much ever gold he went on giving, but still the plow wouldn't move. So then everyone dug that place. And what did they? A very beautiful incident took place. And what was that? Over there, they found a beautiful child. Very beautiful child. And that child was Mother Sita. Sita Devi ki
jai!
So this is how Devrata Janaka, the seventh Janaka, he got Sita Devi. And because she was daughter of Janaka, her name also came to be known as Janaki. So this is, and she was none other than the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. She was the incarnation of Lakshmi Devi. Like how Rama is incarnation of Vishnu, same way, this is Lakshmi's incarnation. Now she was very beautiful. She started growing up. At the same time, Janaka had a brother also, and he had three daughters. So these four girls, that is Sita, Mandavi, Shrutakirti, and Urmila. These four girls, they used to play, like how all of you play. And once, they went, they were... Acha. Maybe this is another version. In my, the one which I am hearing from the Acharyas, in that it is said that there was a tree, and it was a mystic tree. So there were some flowers, and Sita Devi wanted to pick up those. So it was a little high. So she got some hook or something through which she could try to pluck those flowers. But the more she would try, the more it would go up. So she was unable to pluck the flowers. She was a small child like you people. Maybe very young she was. She couldn't pick up those flowers. So what she did is, wait, let me do one thing. You know what she did? She went into the puja room. She took the bow with one hand and she went and she used the bow. And all the servants of Janaka, they went running to Janaka. They said, you know what? Your daughter has picked up the bow. Janaka said, are you gone mad? Because this bow can be picked up by, even to shift the cart in which the bow was there, 300 people are required. And a small girl like Sita, can she just pick up the bow? No, no, you come and see. Janaka didn't believe at first, or two, three people came and said he didn't believe. He said, oh, he said different reasons. And finally, Janaka came there. He saw Sita Devi really picked up that bow in her hand. Then Janaka knew that she is not an ordinary girl. So that day he decided that she will get married only to such a person who can lift the bow and string the bow. So now, so Vishwamitra Muni, yeah, Rama was 16 years old now. I told you that time also when Vishwamitra Muni came to Ayodhya, he was 16 years old. So Lord Rama and Lakshmana and Vishwamitra Muni, they went to Mithila because there was Swayambara of Sita Devi. Swayambara means all the princes will stand in one line. And Sita Devi with a garland in her hand, she will go. Normally that is the system. But here, because Janaka had this condition that whoever bakes the bow, he will marry Sita. Understood? So, now many kings came and they came and they tried to remove the bow. But they all failed. They started and... I don't want to imitate that because you all know those things. So, many Kshatriyas, they couldn't. Ravana came. Ravana came before him. Two Drakshasas came and they said, Trilokeshwar Ravana is coming. So then it was announced. So then when Ravana came, he just picked up the bow. But at that time, Lord Shiva thought, oh, this bow I did not keep for Ravana to lift it. So Lord Shiva entered the bow and he pressed the hands of Ravana. Ravana's hand was caught and below the bow. He was crying, was pleading. He couldn't remove out his hands. He was crying so loudly. He couldn't even remove his hands. Then Lord Shiva selected him. So Lord Shiva just let his hands, he left his hand and he went away. So Ravana also was defeated. Then everyone was wondering, oh, now who is going to pick up the bow and who will marry Sita? And Sita Devi was praying. At that time, Lord Rama, he came. Everyone was wondering, he is such a small boy, he is just 16 years old, what he will do? But Lord Rama came, he offered his obeisances to the bow. See, this is all etiquette, you know. You should have your respects to everyone. He respected the bow and then he picked up the bow with one hand. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
So he removed the bow. He strung the bow. So this is how. And then, that's what. He broke the bow. So the... Who is great here? Then? It's not an insult.
But the Devrata Janaka should be getting insulted.
Why?
Because he was doing...
See, these are all pastimes. This we should not try to understand with our material brain. Oh, we cannot use our logics. Really? We cannot use our logics in the Lord's pastimes. We may think, oh, by our logic, never. The Lord does different pastimes at different things at different yugas. It's very difficult to understand the Lord's pastimes. In fact, for this, I'll tell you one thing. Once, you know, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Los Angeles, in America. At that time, he was speaking on one of the verse, I think, Maya Tattam Idam Sarvam, from the 9th chapter. And he, Bhagavad Gita. And he was explaining that verse for more than one hour or something. And after that, one man got up and he said, I'm not able to understand. He asked questions after the lecture. So he said, I'm not able to understand this meaning, this translation in Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada said, that is why I gave you 1 hour lecture, so that you should understand that you cannot understand what Krishna is saying. Are you able to understand what I am saying?
Yes.
You should understand that you cannot understand. We cannot use our logic. By our logic, we cannot calculate. We know little bit, na? With our brain is finite. Krishna's is infinite. We cannot calculate, this pastime, no, it's like this. Okay? It's good you are inquisitive, but we cannot calculate our logic there. So now, Sita Devi, she got a beautiful garland of golden flowers. And she put it on Lord Rama's neck by the permission of Janaka. Sita Ram, everyone over there shouted, Sita Ram Chandra ki.
Yes.
Sita Ram Chandra ki.
Yes.
Sita Ram Chandra ki.
Yes.
So this is how Sita Devi got married to Lord Rama. So this is a beautiful pastime I wanted to tell today. So even in that Nama Ramayana it comes, see. What is that paragraph where Sita Devi gets married to Lord Rama? Who can tell me? You sing and show. Sing now. Okay, so this is how Sita got married to Lord Rama. Then further what happened, we will see tomorrow.